I think it's time now for us to get our teeth into the programme.
Oh, well, now, I think we started on a good one here. Let's say, well, one of the shows that you can catch right through to May the 22nd is Flight. Now, it's based on the novel Hinterland by Caroline Brothers and tells the story of child migrants. But it isn't a show that features actors, and you don't sit in an auditorium sharing the experience with your fellow ticket holders. So I went along to the venue this weekend, and as the company was setting up, it was Vox Motus, and I went to find out more. One of the great things about festival is getting out and about at different venues. So I've come along to the King Alfred Centre, actually the ballroom, and I'm delighted to be with Jamie Harrison, who's the creative director of Flight. Jamie.
Hi, nice to meet you, Rebecca.
How do you feel about being in a ballroom for Flight?
It's been really exciting, actually, because our piece is an installation and it needs quite a lot of space. And so we've been in for the last week completely transforming
the space. Let's go and have a look.
Space.
Great.
I'll open the door now. Unfortunately for you, you're not seeing it quite as the audience will see it at the moment because all the lights are on. But
Helps me see where I'm going.
Yeah, it helps you see where you're going. People are brought in one by one. And they come into this little area here and sitting
away. Okay, so lots of dark black.
Yeah, basically you can see the ballroom at the moment if you look up at the ceiling and you can see the chandeliers. But when we go into show state, it's a very intimate experience. People are brought in one by one and they come round the corner here.
Okay, there's like lots of individual seats. It looks like a sort of the place where translators might sit at the UN or something.
It does actually, yeah.
Little booths.
Yeah, and so one by one, the audience come in and they sit in their own individual booth. They sit down and put a headset on. And in the carousel, there are 250 diorama. Diorama being tiny little models that have been handmade by our team that tell the story of two Afghan brothers traveling from Afghanistan to London. And so what the audience see are individual boxes lighting up in front of them with beautifully handcrafted models inside them that tell the story. People have described it like a three-dimensional graphic novel.
You've taken the show to various places around the world.
We've been all over the world.
People seem to get lost very quickly in the story, with the headphones on, the sound.
Okay, so this is something that we're really proud of, because the process of making this piece is it's been quite long. Originally, we were going to make a theatre piece, but what happened was that there were quite a lot of theatre pieces at the time being made on a similar issue. And lots of them were very focused on the facts and the figures and the political connotations. And what we wanted to do was to really zone in on the journey of the two boys. So when we had the idea to tell the story in models, suddenly we and the rest of the team got really excited about this as a concept, as a new form. We pride ourselves on being an original and innovative company.
We being Vox Motus.
Vox Motus, yes. Sorry, I should say that. Vox Motus. I run it with my co-director, Candice Edmonds. The thing that was very interesting was people buy tickets to see the form. They want to come and see, what have we done? How do they tell a story with these models? You know, what's it like to sit in this booth? It sounds really interesting. But the thing that is the most important about it is they sit down because they want to see an exciting show, and very quickly they're drawn into the story of these two little boys who are traveling alone across the world. And so people come in wanting to see the show and they leave having had an experience of two Afghan migrants. And we're really proud that we're drawing an audience of people who might not necessarily want to go and see a show about what is quite a serious and harrowing topic. It has some very difficult moments. It's a powerful piece. It's a beautiful piece. But people are very moved, so much so that actually on the other side of this wall is what we call the departure lounge, with a box of tissues so that people can sit and pull themselves back together at the end, because a lot of people do find it beautifully moving. I hope that it's a hopeful piece. We don't want people to leave feeling depressed about the state of the world, because these boys who are traveling across the planet are actually very empowered, resourceful and hopeful individuals. It takes a lot of resilience to do this.
You're not quite finished setting up, but can I have a peek?
Yeah, of course you can.
I don't pick one that doesn't give it away.
Okay. If we go into the booth here.
Right, we're just inside a booth. You're sitting down and there's model
Yeah, the little sort of model people sort of perfectly realised.
I can see someone sort of waving and someone with a Coke can.
See somebody waving, somebody drinking.
What looks like a seagull
Coke.
At a table with people at the top.
Yes, there is. You have to see the show to understand why people start becoming seagulls. And then there you can see two ravens attacking each other.
And I would be sitting here with my headphones on and a story would take me through these
images.
Exactly,
you would sit here, you put your headphones on. Now what we're looking at the moment, you can see all the boxes. In the experience of the show, the boxes light up one by one,
right.
So that the narrative is clear. It's almost like reading a comic book in some ways.
Just on scale, the little figures vary between about 2-3 centimetres up to maybe 10 centimetres size. It's
minifigures. So some of them, the smallest ones in the show are 11 millimetres high, so they were an absolute nightmare to paint, I'll be honest. And then the largest are maybe, there's a few that are actually 15 centimetres. So we play with scale a lot, we play with perspective. We're seeing the world through the eyes of these boys, so we wanted to go into that real sort of graphic aesthetic because one of the boys is really into graphic novels and we find that out at the beginning.
Jamie Harrison talking to me there at the King Alfred Leisure Centre in Hove. And Flight is on at the ballroom at the King Alfred right up until Thursday the 22nd. There are timed entry slots available on most days. And Melita and I, we got a little ticket along and we went and had a flight on Saturday. How did you find it?
Absolutely remarkable. Oh, it's interesting because when I came out, I remarked to you that I thought it was like a graphic novel with tiny models and audio, and I hadn't actually heard Jamie's interview then, so he did describe it as being like a graphic novel. That's entirely the impression that I got from it. It's a gripping way of storytelling, and the models themselves, I mean, they're exquisite. The amount of work that's gone into it and the story, I mean, it's a harrowing story.
Yeah, the show is for over 18s. And I keep saying show because I can't think of another way of describing it rather than experience, which makes me think of the I-360. So,
I think that really described what we heard there from Jamie, how it actually works, because I think it's important to know how this works because you come along at a timed point and you're taken in one by one. And it's on a giant revolving kind of drum where the pictures just light up in front of you, as you say, inside these tiny little booths. So it's a very, very intimate experience. What I also liked as well was the chairs vibrated. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did, and I was there thinking, is it me? Is it because of my head? Or is the floor moving slightly? So it's not simply the visual and the audio. And obviously, you know, being a radio person, I love that audio experience you get. And the sound effects for, I mean, without giving away the plot at all, that there is a sea journey at one point and the underwater sounds and it's amazing.
Brilliant.
Soundscape.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, my chair's like moving.
No,
what
it
is
wasn't
happening?
Just you. Dear. Okay. The earth was moving for me as well. But one of the things I thought about it afterwards, actually, because it's one of those things where you come away and it's not like, yeah, that was good. You come away and it's really thought-provoking. And I felt like being in one of those booths was a bit like being in a peep show. Not that I've been to a peep show, but I've seen a Madonna video, you know. And it was as if we were a passive spectator on the plight of these two boys fleeing from Afghanistan. And we were just sitting there, mute, watching what was happening to them and not able to take part in what was happening. I was wondering if there was a kind of a further comment on the West being very passive, inactive observers of other people's plight. I mean, I might be reading too much into it, but that was the kind of feeling that I got from it, that we were like looking into someone else's life.
Well, I think that's a fair response to it. And I also think what is so great about this piece is it's so multi-layered that people will go along and they will have their own interaction with it and their own sense of what the story is meaning to them by the way the sound or the small figures or the lighting and just the very unique experience you have there with your vibrating seat.
Yeah, I think you said it was 18 plus. It's actually 14 plus.
14, sorry.
But I think parental advisory, you know, do take note of that one because it's not a fun story for kids, let's put it that way.
No, definitely one to be aware of.
But, so anyway, yeah.
But it is straight in as a recommendation from me to go and see.
And absolutely, I would say if you're thinking about going to see Flight, I think it's going to be one of those ones where when people go to it, they're going to tell everyone they know they must go. So I think if you're thinking about it, don't delay. Get your ticket, because I think now it's actually opened and people are seeing it. Those tickets are going to get snapped up. So all taking place at the King Alfred Leisure Centre in Hove. Runs through to Thursday, 22nd of May.